And the book is, in both English and Spanish?
Pirreco's Journey.
Oh, El Viaje de Pirreco.
Okay, maybe you could describe the book. Where does he start and where does he end up and what does he see in between?
Pirreco starts off in the Amazon and he has a big dream and decides to travel way up north where it's cold. And on the way, he stops in various locations and meets all sorts of characters and has good food. And that's really what the book is about, is friendship, culture, food, some geography, and pursuing your dreams.
Jesse, you said this sort of paralleled your journey to Alaska.
Yes, pretty much. I'm from Venezuela, so it was a long trip. And, you know, every time that you travel, and you always encounter cultures and you taste different food and you meet different people. Some are nice, some are not nice. But it's always a learning experience. And I guess we want to encourage kids and younger people to travel to and explore the world.
And so what are the things that Pirreco learns on his, and we should mention he's a parrot, right?
He's a parrot.
Yeah. What does he learn on his trip? Who does he meet?
Well, he meets different characters. He meets coatis, he meets sloths, mosquitoes, pelicans, all sorts of creatures, especially when he comes to Alaska, because that's his final destination. He ends up in Homer, of course, and the eagles and bears and I'm not gonna say what he sees the last, because that's his dream was to find someone else.
Oh,
he found a friend at the end of the journey. Unusual friend for a parrot, but they become very good friends at the end.
Oh, that's excellent. What are some of his experiences? Maybe you can just relate, you know, an encounter that he had somewhere along the way. Maybe just this might be a good spot where maybe I could have you both read a passage in English and in Spanish.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So I'll read something from towards the beginning. Pirreco's best friend, the caiman, was curious about his dream. Why fly so far north? That seems quite extreme. Pirreco replied, long ago I had a vision where glaciers, mountains, and auroras delighted. As glistening snow fell all around me, a magpie squawked, you're invited.
So on the Spanish side will be, el caimán, su mejor amigo, le preguntó con singular curiosidad, ¿por qué al norte, mi gran amigo? Eso es una barbaridad. Hace tiempo tuve una visión de glaciares, montañas y auroras, mucha nieve y una hermosa canción de una urraca chilladora. So this is this is at the beginning that his best friend is a caiman, so he's questioning why he wants to go all the way north, and he has this dream.
Mm-hmm. And a caiman is like an alligator kind of thing.
Yes.
And the whole book is English and Spanish. They tell the same story, and they both rhyme, which was something that really amazed me, that you can get a rhyming scheme in both languages and telling the same story.
Yeah, that was quite a challenge, but we managed to make it match very well with the translation, so you can actually learn Spanish from it. It goes side by side. We have the English part on one page, the Spanish part on the other page. And then you can read one or the other one, and the story will match very well.
How long have you been thinking about doing something like this, either a book about the journey or a children's book or one that is in two languages? Has this been cooking for some time?
I think it started cooking when we start reading so many kids' books to our kid. We have a two-year-old, and it's been always hard for us to find good bilingual books that actually the translation match, or they, you know, sometimes they write it in English and then when they translate it to Spanish, it doesn't really make any sense, or all the other way around. So we kind of got inspired with trying to do something better for our own kid.
Oh,
and and it took us maybe a year and a half to put it all together.
Oh, wow. What was the most challenging, coming up with the story or coming up with the rhymes or doing the rhymes in the opposite language or the illustrations, which you did too, right?
Yes, the illustrations were hard because I'm not really an artist, but they were fun at the same time. I tried to inspire myself looking things that my kid would like, you know, the books, like, you know, little creatures and bugs, and so I tried to copy that and put as many in the book as I could. I think the other hard part, and you can tell me more, is the rhyming in English.
Yes, it rhymes better in Spanish than it does in English, but that, I think that's because a lot of Spanish words, especially verbs, end with similar letters. But trying to find words that rhyme in English and translate well was difficult. But I think Jessie had the hardest part with the illustrations. I think she went through three versions of each page.
Maybe.
Until they were, to her level of perfection.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's awesome. How does your son like the book?
Oh, he loves it. He calls it Pirreco only. He doesn't say the journey of Pirreco. He calls it Pirreco. And he will grab it from the bookshelf and bring it to us and ask us to read it.
So where is the book available?
The book is available in the Homer bookstore. It is available in the Captain's Toy Chest, the toy store in town. It is available in Amazon. And I left a copy. I donated a copy to the library, and I believe it's under quarantine right now. So I don't know if that one is available yet, but it will be.